Welcome to ViCast, where we bring a blend of knowledge, expertise, and fun to the world of finance. Stay tuned for our exciting episode packed with insights and practical tips that will help you achieve your financial goals. I'm Charlene Shirk, host of ViCast, and we have a very special guest in the studio today who will be performing at Jack's River Jams presented by ViStar, because ViStar is committed to do good in the communities we serve. We are excited to have Jacksonville native and Nashville rising country music star Madison Hughes. Well, Madison, you are performing at the ViStar River Jams, but you are going to be performing in front of a hometown audience. What is that like for you? How is that different from just, say, you know, being on the internet or being on The Voice?
Yeah, I have a very special relationship with my hometown, so I am super, super stoked. It is also a weird pressure, though, because when I sang the Jaguars anthem, I had that same feeling. Like, it just feels like such a big deal that I want to do really well and play well, and so that does give me an extra, like, kind of nervousness, but it's good to be slightly nervous, I hear, before you sing.
Folks may remember you mm-hmm. appeared on The Voice season 22.
Yep.
Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
You picked Blake Shelton. They all wanted you, but you picked Blake Shelton. So you also shared that you didn't really, you were not a live performer really before The Voice. That's like the ultimate live experience. How did you get through that? And you were so cool. And you were funny.
I love it. Did you watch both of my second audition was more comical, but it was very hard to mentally prepare for that. But since it was a 90-second audition, took down the pressure a little bit, and it was my favorite song, Knocking on Heaven's Door, for the first one. And then the second one was Every Rose Has Its Thorn. They're both, it's kind of in my element in the alto range, and I felt like super confident doing that.
And you picked Blake Shelton.
Yes.
And so what was kind of the big takeaway that you got from working with Blake Shelton?
I mean, he basically continued to encourage me to, you know, not give up and be yourself, which you can never hear enough of that. Like, my mom always told me that growing up too. So it was just cool that he would, you know, give me that confidence to continue music after the show, because he does know at the end of the day, it's not the be-all, end-all if you didn't make it to the second round, which I didn't. So, you know, it's cool that I have support back in Nashville, where I also spend my time.
You started taking lessons at 10. You went to FSU.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to all your FSU alum. And you continued to learn how to do videography. You mm-hmm. learned how to produce all of your own music. What kind of advantage do you think that gives you as you're pursuing this music career?
Now, in today's digital age, like, people are desperate for hiring, you know, videographers for reels and TikToks and high quality audio music. And the fact that I don't necessarily need to pay for that is very huge advantage. Some people get their start, like, just playing live and word of mouth. But for me, it was the online show, The Voice, you know, like, that was online. And then I had two viral videos, the Bruce Springsteen and then this Morgan Wallen cover song, just blow up on TikTok, Instagram. And that's just me literally recording in my room of my camera and my audio, and people have streamed it millions of times online. So it's just amazing what all those years of me, like, working hard alone, like, are paying off.
Okay, so let's talk about your next EP. You've got some music dropping soon.
Dancing in the Dark is going to be on there. So my acoustic cover of that, which is, everyone's very hyped for that.
I love that. I got an earworm from that, I'm not going to lie. But it was very good. It was awesome. And it was a pleasant earworm to have.
Yes, I worked with the same co-writer on all my songs. And this album was not produced by me, just the Dancing in the Dark cover. So the other five songs was produced by Justin Weaver, a gentleman in Nashville. So at least I had someone of a team helping me, you know, put more instruments on the songs and stuff. So it's not just how my Instagram songs are. It's going to sound like a real piece of work, you know. So I'm excited about that. We'll be coming out April 26th.
So we're excited for that.
Yeah.
So before we wrap, you know, you're working hard. You're really working hard and chasing your dream. There's going to be a lot of folks watching you who are looking at you, and whether they're a parent with a young person who has a dream or they're the person who has the dream, what advice would you give them?
I just think I spent so many years in self-doubt, even though my parents would be so encouraging and telling me, you know, you're good, like, just go for it. And it took me until, like, I tried out for The Voice, which gave me that external validation that wasn't from internal support, to be like, okay, green light, I'm gonna go and do this. So I would, to younger me, I would be like, work on more of your self-confidence growing up and have self-awareness. Are you truly talented and you have a gift and it just needs more practice, or have the self-awareness to know, I probably should just stay at the school choir and not actually do this as a real career? Because you do want to know, like, if you're overhyping yourself or not. But I kind of felt like I underhyped myself growing up and wished I had believed in myself sooner before The Voice. But I still am happy that I learned at now before years from now go on. So that would be my advice.
Where can people find you, watch you, listen to you? Here's your chance.
Yes.
You tell everybody where to find you.
Go to madisonhughes.com. There's an email sign-up sheet, which I can blast out when the next EP is coming out, an album. And then on social media, it's Madison Hughes with it's at the beginning. That's my username handle.
Well, awesome. She's Madison Hughes. She's going to be performing April 25th at the ViStar River Jams with Andy Grammer.
I know. Y'all big come name. Out.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, Madison, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate you, and the best of luck to you.
Thank you.